And you'll have more time for more talk and more interesting Michigan-related news and information. It could be national and international stories. Certainly we cover those and always will. And we'll always tie in now across the board in our prime time, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., always tie in to how it affects us in Michigan. We deserve that. For over 20 years, we gave up 3 hours in the middle of the day where we could not do that. Now, I'm not suggesting we didn't have great programming, especially Rush. Rush Limbaugh was the best. There's one Rush Limbaugh in a lifetime, if that many. And I'm so thrilled we had him. I was thrilled to fill in for him on his network. But I am happy now that Rush is gone, that we now have the opportunity to be a complete full-service radio station aimed here on the great voice of the Great Lakes to all of our listeners within southeast Michigan, northwest Ohio. And so we're excited about that. Very excited about the weekend. First Friday, grand premiere, raising nearly $1 million for charity. And then the races. And from everything I could tell, everything went spectacularly. Penske perfect. It wouldn't be Penske perfect without Bud Denker, the chairman of the race and the president of Penske Corporation. Bud, a very big congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, Paul, and a great congratulations to my team because they're the ones that just were the heroes of the weekend and the heroes for our city and our state because the people that were over 200 countries saw the race yesterday, and what they saw was a postcard to the world of how beautiful our riverfront, how beautiful our city, how beautiful our state is. And I think it changed a lot of perceptions just from those that were outside looking in. But also, the tens of thousands of people that came in to see the race in the hotels in downtown saw a safe, a clean, and a beautiful city.
They sure did. And we thank you again and again and again for that. Obviously, Roger Penske at the top. But the work goes to you, Bud Denker, as chairman, and to Michael Montry as president. And I think, I don't know if people can possibly fathom how much work went into this event over the weekend to make it go so smoothly. You had to think of everything. And you were also dealing with some of the best volunteers in the world, 1,400 people who were there to help you. This was Denker's army, if you ask me.
Well, you're right. The complexity of this, having it in a municipality, not affecting business, it disrupts traffic, but our goal is not to disrupt it too bad. And also, by the way, what are the racetrack in the world? You have an international crossing in the middle of your racetrack, and we had that, and it never shut down. So, but you mentioned one thing, Paul, that was the volunteers. You know, we had 500 more volunteers than we had last year at Belle Isle because of the complexity, the nature of being downtown. And they're the ones that are really the ambassadors for our event. They're the ones with the smiles and telling people what to do and where to go and how to get there. And for those people, I really want to say thank you. And to you also, Paul, for the coverage you submitted in the grand premiere. We're going to top over $1 million. We're going to get
to
charity.
Yeah,
we raised $900,000 in just those auction items, including that Z-Ray, the E-Ray, for $700,000, right, and other things. So we're going to be giving some big checks to some very, very worthy charitable organizations here in Detroit, and I'm really excited about that. And then, as you mentioned, went on to this amazing racing up to the very last minute with Alex Palou winning and Will Power finishing second, and the fans got their money's worth for sure.
Oh, my goodness, we did indeed, and if screaming could make someone win... if my screams could have done anything to help Will Power, he would have won. But apparently my screams were not strong enough to push him over the line before Alex Palou. But it was a fabulous race in every way. I'm not sure we could handle the a threefer, if you will, 2 weeks in a row, but we would have liked to have tried. And it was all so good. This Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. We can't say enough about Mary Barra, Mark Royce, all the team there from Chevrolet, and, of course, Ray Scott and his team at Lear, and all the people who stepped up to sponsor you because they have faith in you and your ability, and you did not let them down. And as a customer, as a patron there watching the race, I can tell you, you're right. Those 1,400 volunteers were spectacular ambassadors for Detroit and for the race. They were so friendly, so helpful. Everybody had to have a good impression of the city of Detroit, and the benefits are incredible. The millions of dollars realized by all these different companies immediately, not waiting weeks to find out how much money was raised. They were benefiting from the money right away, Bud. This has been a brilliant move on your part. I want to thank you again for all the hard work that goes into running a race like this, but bringing it to the streets of Detroit was just the shot in the arm we could all use.
Well, thank you, Paul W., and all your support. And also, how about all that diversity and inclusiveness we had, too? So thank you for all that support in doing that. And, hey, we're already planning to do it better next year, Paul, and we'll be better next year.
I know you are. One last thing I'm going to ask you to do. It's impossible, I know. I ran into Roger. We talked. We hugged. And then he got on his motorbike and drove away. I suspect we'll never get him to wear a helmet.
I don't think that's going to be possible.
I didn't think so. I'll talk to you later, bud. That gave him a good laugh as we continue on WJR.